and I rolled a 1.
Oh boy.
And this is where Fire Breathing Kittens dies.
Nah, I got an escape hatch. I can get out of here.
Ozav, what did you roll?
I rolled a 6.
Noted. Noted that a 6 is a tough choice.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to do Nook, because it's very easy to interpret. You got a what?
1.
A 1 is a cascade failure, Nook. Something has gone terribly wrong. Yeah. You suffer a severe consequence of the mediator's choice. Your hand that had been punching, Nookbot 3001 had been punching, like pushing Dimples and Fondant into that rock wall. You punch and the rock wall comes towards you and the combined force normal push you way far away from that canyon wall. We're talking like 15 feet away from the side of the Grand Canyon and you are plummeting.
Cool.
You can use your escape hatch. I want to know if you do or not.
Either I land inside a gigantic metal thing and probably take enough structural damage that the mech is destroyed, or I jettison and then I'm just free falling. Which is more likely to survive hitting?
You can jettison yourself into the canyon wall if you want. I'll let you roll another d20 and I let Ozob catch you maybe.
Oh, sure. Why not? All right. I'll try that. I rolled a 5. The escape hatch fails to trigger and is damaged in the process. It must be repaired to intact condition to be used again.
Oh, wow. No.
Wow.
Cool.
So to that tough choice, Ozob, here's your tough choice. Nook was above you.
Okay.
You see Nook fall.
Oh, no.
You can try to reach out and get Nook, but you would let go of the wall if you do that.
Oh, God.
It's fine. I got spare parts somewhere.
Okay, but what's the other choice?
Reach out one hand to try to get Nook. There's no certainty that you'll connect, and I will roll a dice and randomly determine, but you would be connected to the wall. Or you can push yourself out and try to push Nook to the other wall with you. Like when people save someone from an oncoming bus in a show, and they like run and they hit the kid with their body, and then they drag the kid with them and they keep going past the bus, you know?
Yeah.
You can try to grab Nug's mech with yours and try to get to that far wall, or you can try to hold on to the wall you're on and reach out an arm, but you might miss Nug. Those are your two options.
Ozob was not going to let Nug fall to his death. So I said, Nug! And I like just lunge, just no concern for my well-being, just grab onto Nug and as I plummet, try to grab onto the wall as I fall.
You smack hard into Nook. Your heads bump into one another. It hurts a little bit. But you also smack hard into that wall.
Lovely.
As the rock crumbles, dust explodes in a huge cloud as this brown and red and orange sedimentary rock goes poof because it's, you know, it's been lying dormant for thousands of years and now it's getting a mech to the face, basically. Yeah. The whole area is dusty. Colette, you don't know what's happened to your friends initially as the dust obstructs your view. Finally, the dust clears. Colette, you see across the way your friends clinging to the rock wall and where was simply the wall of earth stratified into sedimental layers. Your friends have punched through and you now see an opening, a dark hole in the earth as they have opened a new cavern.
Can she get towards them?
If you can cross this crevice somehow.
Okay.
And I don't even know if your friends are aware of it yet, but you see that they pushed open a hole.
Oh, she doesn't have a loudspeaker anymore.
Your comms,
got rid of
we
that.
We still have comms.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can still get on the comms. Okay, so she will say, she'll say, where are you guys? What happened? I saw your mechs fall.
Oh, Zop, save Doug.
And now Colette will save both of you.
Yay.
She will try to get over there and give them some support.
Did you tell us there's a hole there?
Oh, no, I didn't. There is a hole in front of you. Get in there. Can't you see it?
DM.
As the dust settles.
Right, yeah. Right. Now you see, oh, look, a big new cavern.
I'm just going to, like, shove Nug into the hole. Just like, and just shove you.
You're safe, Nug. You're lying horizontal.
And then I fall to my
death. I get
death.
Up. My locomotive system's not damaged. Just my escape hatch.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I thought you would have, I think I misunderstood. I thought you would have jumped out of it, but I guess you're still part of the mech. Okay.
Yeah.
The escape, in the mech, rather.
The escape hatch failed.
Possibly permanently, right. Colette.
So
yeah,
that's terrifying.
Oh no, I think it can be repaired.
I can't get out of it, at least not quickly.
It's basically in that part of the movie where she's like, "Don't worry, I'll use my escape hatch." Escape hatch failure. Escape hatch failure. Yeah. You're like, ah, no. Nah.
You guys remember that scene in Iron Man where Brody just falls?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is what I imagined just happened, except that you actually caught me this time instead of hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explosion.
Yeah. But I'm fine. Apparently we didn't even take damage, right?
That's no. Nice. Well, you kind of took damage because your system's down.
Yeah. But like, yeah. I didn't take structural damage because I don't have many structural points left.
Yeah, that would suck. Imagine if I grabbed you and then you dealt damage, so I accidentally like just crush you to death.
Yeah.
Instead, I'd be like, no.
Elizabeth, you're giving yourself new nightmares.
I know. This is horrible.
Is there a way to reduce heat?